Today's daf is daf Yud Beit, and we are in the middle of, I wouldn't call it a sugya, but in the middle of a list. So we've been discussing all of the various ma'amorim in which Ula quoted Rabbi Elazar. And we didn't find any particular common denominator that we're talking about over here, but we got up to Yud Aleph Amud Beit, and we're at the last quote of Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar, about a quarter of the way up from the bottom. V'yamar Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hilchatag govin min ha'avadim. The halacha is that you can collect a debt out of avadim. So that if the creditor now comes and finds the only thing he's able to collect, the guy doesn't have any property, all he has is a slave, he can take that. Omelei Reb Nachman Liula, did Rabbi Elazar mean that to say that afilu miyatri? He was saying, in other words, that we're going to view avadim as the equivalent of real estate, which would mean that we could collect it even from his heirs. Is that what you're saying? Oh, no, said Ula. That's not what he meant. He meant, he meant you could collect it directly from him. Well, said Reb Nachman, I mean, that would be a rather silly thing to say. Mine, afilu biglima de alkatre. You could collect anything from him. I mean, collect the shirt off his back from him. And why in the world wouldn't you be able to collect an evet from him? By the way, it's not so simple that you can collect the shirt off his back. Because there is a machlokas about whether we allow a concept called bankruptcy. If we allow bankruptcy, then that would mean, in halachic terms, misadrim, we make a sidur, which is the same word we use today. We'll make a sidur for payments. We won't take away your home that you have to sleep in. We won't take away your tools that you're making money with. We'll take away the shirt off your back. So according to that, when it says afilu miglima dal katfe, it would mean only if he has another shirt. Sometimes we'll say, okay, but this is a very valuable shirt. Give that one to me. You'll get another one in there. Well, you need to have a Gap shirt. Why can't you take a TJ Maxx shirt? So that's all that it means. But it wouldn't mean that it would, right, but certainly not just karka. So what's the chiddush? Well, we're talking now for a debt. But I mean, whatever. But he's talking about collecting now from a debt. It's important. It's important.
The phrase is always more romantic.
Well, no, it's a machloket. If you hold a misadrin lebal chov, it's a bal chov, it's limited to a bal chov. If you hold a misadrin lebal chov, so then it would be literal. Okay. But in any event, that's the language issue. But getting back now to the question, I mean, the question seems to be extremely relevant. I mean, what Ula was quoting is a meaningless halacha. You could collect from avadim. Obviously, you collect from avadim. And if you mean to say, says Reb Nachman, that you can collect avadim from heirs, then stand up and say so like a man and allow me to attack you. Says the Gemara, well, no, wait a minute. Talking about my eskinan, what we might be talking about over here is that actually the Eved carries a lien on him, and therefore even if he sold, he would also be collectible. And that's the chiddush. So it's talking about over here, she'asa'o apotiki. He made this eved the subject of a specific mortgage, as opposed to a general lien against his property. The Amar Rava, asa avdo apotiki. If he makes the eved, remember the word apotiki, although it's a Greek word, we always import by giving some type of Jewish explanation to the word. So in Hebrew or in Aramaic, we're saying apotiki means apo tehe koi. We've created no chicken out of it. It's on this specific item that this mortgage will be paid. So if that's... Well, no, what it does, the reason that it helps us in this particular case is because it creates the equivalent of a contractual debt against a field, let's say. We're over there. Since the whole halacha of not being able to collect from buyers is a drabbanan to protect the real estate market. And the only way, remember, we've gone through this a number of times, the only way that you can collect against a buyer is where there's buyer protection. And the buyer protection means that there has to be a way in which the buyer's lawyer can find out that there's a lien. If there's no way for there to be any protection for the buyer, then you're going to destroy the market. Nobody's interested in getting caught up in courts. He buys a property, he thinks it's free and clear. All of a sudden, somebody shows up with a contract from 20 years before. You can't do that. So we made a takona that only those things that people will know about, which boils down to a repository, basically, of knowledge that you can find out whether there's a lien against something. So in the case where you have a particular apotiki against an eved, then that creates a kol, as we'll see. People hear about it, because right away, they'll, you know, it's always like when somebody says, oh, you know, congratulations on the new car. You say, well, it's the bank, it's not mine. You know? So the same thing happens with the effort. If there's an apotheke, everybody, oh, you know, there's Joe's Rocky again, you know. Good looking effort you got over there. There's no, well, actually, you know, there's a mortgage on this effort from so and so. It's very apropos to today because they just came out with an article yesterday in Haaretz showing that the Jews that lived here 100 some years ago had black slaves. So interesting, yeah. So this, of course, is making waves. But in any,
they did that to impress Obama. I mean,
probably. So if, however, so this really follows Rava's halacha. Do you have a Rava? Asa avdo apotekihu mochro. Then the Baal Chov can come and collect from it. But if you make your shor an apotekihu mochro, then ain Baal Chov go vehemenu. My time. What would be the difference, logically, between having a mortgage, a specific mortgage, against your shor or against your eved? I mean, it's basically the same idea, isn't it? No, because again, in terms of protection, for a buyer, ha'it le'kala, ha'let le'kala. One of them, the eved, people know about, and the other one, nobody's going to be able to tell you whether there was an apotekin. And therefore, what you have over here is the equivalent of a milva that was done with a shtar that allows liens that are protected for a buyer. Now, what's fascinating is that the Gemara seems to be saying that although you won't be able to collect from Yitomim, you will be able to collect from a buyer. Right? In other words, it sounds like we changed our mind. No, that's mean Yitomim. So then what do you mean? I mean, obviously, collect from the guy. No, I mean from a buyer. It's talking about that it was an apotheke, and that's why you could collect from a buyer. The problem is that if you could collect from a buyer, the general rule is that whenever you collect from a buyer, you collect from Yitomim. For instance, as Tosis points out, the difference between a milva that is written in a shtar, so that you have a contract for your loan, and a milva that's not written in a shtar, where you can collect one from a buyer, and you can't collect the other one from a buyer. When it comes to a buyer, it makes sense, because the shtar is something that's traceable, whereas an oral loan is untraceable. But when it comes to a yatom, it makes absolutely no difference. What are you going to say? Had you written in a shtar, then your father wouldn't have died? I mean, it's irrelevant whether you wrote in a shtar or didn't write in a shtar. Nonetheless, the halacha is that whatever you're gova from a lakuach, you're able to be gova from the yatom. In which case, here as well, you're right, it makes absolutely no difference. As far as the yatom is concerned, whether it was an apotheke, it wasn't an apotheke, who cares? But the way in which we put this whole idea into effect, and this is part of the protection of buyers, because once we made it possible to be gova from Yitomim in order to be able to recapture your loan, which ultimately is in order to be able to assure the capital market, that's all we need. People make loans, but if the guy dies, you can't recover the loan. That's insane. I mean, for sure nobody's going to make a loan. Who's going to rely on the fact that the borrower is going to live forever? So therefore, part of that takana is that where I would be able to make now, I would be able to collect from a buyer, I could collect from the yatom. If a guy, so you'll say, well, don't you have to worry about the market for oral loans? No, of course I don't. If you don't care enough to protect yourself by making the, I mean, the most fundamental thing that you do is you create a contract. If you don't care enough to make a contract, then you're such an idiot that you'd lend money anyway. So what difference does it make? In other words, you're not out to protect yourself. If you're not out to protect yourself, we're not going to protect you either. Because it's obviously irrelevant. But once you're trying to protect yourself, so you create an apotheke, then it would be true about a yatom as well. In which case, the shakel v'tar of the Gemara is very strange. You say, did he mean even from a yatom? No, he meant from him. Meant from him, so what's the chiddush? Well, he meant from him when there's an apotheke. So therefore, if he sold, you don't even say, and therefore if he sold it. But the truth is that what you really mean is then that you can go back to the yatom. So what's going on in the Gemara? So Tosfos says, we'll have to read the Gemara like this. Did, when that comes along, did he mean even mi'atme? Just in general, you could collect from an eved, even though there's no apotheke, right? Because you're saying that it's the exact equivalent of a field, despite the fact that obviously there's a tremendous difference in the nature of real estate. Forget about the legalities. Real estate doesn't walk away. And therefore the guy has, when he makes the loan, he has a sense of, well, I've got where to collect it from. But I mean, you're going to say that every eved, it may have a technical dinner real estate in terms of special lockers. But you're certainly not going to say a guy knows I can always collect the evidence. Evidence here today, gone tomorrow, just like any other chattel. So therefore, he's asking, do you mean to say you collect from Yitomim even without a apotheke? Because it's straight out like real estate? Oh, no. What I mean is, of course, if it's without an apotheke, you can only collect with the guy himself. That's for sure. So, in other words, you're saying nothing. You can always collect from it. No. I'm saying, obviously, with an apotheke. with an apotiki, then you can collect from the kuchas, from yesomim, and so on. But the Gemara understood the question to be, are you trying to say that any eved without an apotiki is the equivalent of karka, which would mean you could collect from yesomim? No, without an apotiki, not. That's all that he's saying. So then what are you saying? I'm saying with an apotiki, that then you can collect from anybody, including yesomim. That's what we'll have to say. Does this give us another alternative to shakrut, but this is good enough. Okay? Well, we make sense of it. Okay, in any event, so the difference we're saying between a shor and an eved is this one has a call, and this one doesn't have a call. Now, after Reb Nachman walked out of the room, Ula said, is he gone? Is he out of hearing range? Okay, guys, look, I got to tell you, Reb Elazar actually did say, afilu miyatmi, without the apotekei. Yes, yes, that is exactly what he said. I just didn't dare say it in front of Ula, in front of Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman heard about this. So Omer Reb Nachman, I can't believe it. He stomped in Ula. He got away from me. I was going to kill him. So he figured he better not say it in front of me. Look at that. He knows. I would have just smashed him. So he waits until I walk out of the room. So it was actually a mice in Narda where the Dayanim of Narda went indeed and collected Agvu Dayanim de Narda even from Yitomim. And Havi Uvda Bepumbedita, and over there also Reb Chana Bar Bizna collected Agbe even from Yitomim, based exactly on what Ula was saying in Rabbi Elazar, and ignoring Reb Nachman, who had walked out of the room and never told us how he would have smashed Ula, because it never happened. Because Ula never let this come to blow. So we don't really know how it would have been resolved. But anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So Reb Nachman found out about this, and he didn't like this. Of course, Reb Nachman was the chief Dayan, as we know, of the door. So he sent him a message. Zilu ahaduru, you give that money back to the Yitomim. The Elohim, and if you don't give it back, magvinen l'chula apotnaich, I'll get it back by taking your homes away if necessary. But you're going to be ending up paying for this thing. So if you can reverse your decision, you're in luck. So obviously, if he was saying that, he must have held that the Dayanim were tov bidvar mishnah, because you can't force a judge to pay for a mistaken ruling because you disagree. You can only force him to pay for a ruling that is so obviously an error that it contradicts an actual right?
Oh, so he's saying the judges would have to pay?
The judges will have to pay. I'll collect it from you. Oh, Marley, Rubble, Reb Nachman. Wait, not so hasty. I don't understand. What are you saying? There's Ula, who obviously holds that these judges were empowered to collect from the heirs, right? There's Reb Elazar. There's the Dayani of Narda that said the same thing. Reb Chana Bar Bizna says the same thing. I mean, you know, you're sort of in a corner there all alone fighting the world, and you're saying you're going to collect it from him. Who do you hold like? So, Marka Mansvirle, what's the big basis over here? Oh, Marley, me? You're nothing special, you know. But that's all I know. Anamatnite Adana, the Tani Avini, Prusbo Chal ala Karka, the Eno Chal ala Vadim. You want a list of things that make it clear that Avadim are not like Karka when it comes to collection? Okay, let's start. Number one. Says Beferish, a prizbal, which can only work if it's written against real estate. Because that way it's as if the loan was already collected and you're not collecting it during Shemitah. You can't write it on an eved. The guy you're writing the prizbal against, so your debtor has got to own, not avadim, he's got to own real estate. Another thing, metaltali. Now we know there's a thing called kinyan agav. You'll remember that kinyan agav is that when you are kona real estate, you can add agav to that contract. Oh, by the way, when you buy my house, you also will take on the rights to my refrigerator, despite the fact the refrigerator is not in the house right now, it's at the repairman. So that's called a kinyan agav. Once you're buying property, you can buy anything else with it or be koneh with it, without doing a separate kinyan. But not with avonim. So if you're buying an eved, according to you guys, an eved is real estate. So if you're buying an Eved, you should be able to buy, along with the Eved, his suitcase. Whatever else you want to sell. But that doesn't work. You'll have to make a separate kinyan. Obviously, the Eved is not considered to be the equivalent of real estate. So don't give me this business. And I don't have to answer to you. I answer to a higher authority. And if that's the case, I will collect your homes, if necessary. Now you go give that money back. Says Gemara, Lema Ketanoi. Shall we say that indeed the question of whether Avadim are like Mekakoy or like Metzaltzalim is a Machlokes Tanoim? Look what it says over here. Macharlo Avadim Vekarkaot. So somebody makes a sale of Avadim and of real estate. So the din is, Hirzik Ba'Avadim Lo Kana Karkaot, Karkaot Lo Kana Avadim. One way or the other, you're not going to be going to one with the other, which is interesting. I mean, so in other words, apparently Avadim are not considered to be metatalin. That's what it sounds like, because otherwise, why couldn't you be koni the metatalin? But then, if they're considered to be karka, why can't you be koni? Could be koni a lot of karka together. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss what appear to be contradictions in this psak. If you buy karka otu metatalin, let's say you buy real estate and chattel, yichzik bekarka kana metatalin. So if you make now a kinyan on the, so you go ahead and you do a chazaka, which is locking the door, walking around the maid's house, as we said, you do that chazaka, then all the $3 million worth of chattel, which you didn't even get near, it's somewhere in Timbuktu, nonetheless, you're going to that. But if you bought now the metatalin, lo kana karka, the other way around, of course, doesn't work. You can only be kana metatalin with karka, not karka metatalin. But if you bought avadimu metatalin, okay, now, what would be the din over here? Well, it says here, yichzik b'avadim lo kana metatalin, b'metatalin lo kana avadim. So it's clearly saying here that the avadim are not considered to be real estate, and therefore, you cannot be kona the metatalin, and by the same token, you can't be kona avadim with the metatalin, but that would be true no matter what they are. Now, the problem is that there's a braita that says clearly not like this, and therefore we should come to the conclusion that there is a machloket between the braitot, which gives us now a basis for both Rav Nachman's approach and Ulam Rav Elazar's approach, right? It's a machloket tanaim. What's the other braita about Tanya? Hichzik ba'avadim, kona metatalim. Here it says, if, in fact, you're kona the avadim, then you would be kona the metatalim, which shows that avadim do have a din of karkaot, so my lavba can be forget. Undoubtedly, what's the machloket between the braitot over here? The marsavar avanim kimikarkei dami, umarsavar avanim kimitatalim dami. That's the machloket. Very simple. Omer avika bereda avami. No, it's not very simple at all. You can't jump to that conclusion. What happens if everybody agrees that avadim are like karkot? Okay, so now, hadetanya kana shapir, the braitot that says that you can buy metatalin with avadim. Okay, that makes sense, because avadim are essentially real estate. Mashenke, the braita that says lo kana is because of a technicality. The technicality is that although maybe in terms of liens, avadim are like karka, maybe in terms of what type of kinyan, but I'll tell you, what's the basis of the halacha that you have such a thing called a kinyan agav? If you recall, the case is that we learned it out from the giving over by Yehoshaphat. It says, "Vayitelem aviyem matanot im arei mitzurot b'Yehuda." So what do you mean, im? So he gave them mitzaltalim, money and things worth money, together with cities. Now, these cities, obviously, are real estate. But since that's the entire mikor of the halacha, then it has to be basically modeled on that case. Now, over there, the case was not things that are technically karka, they were things that were standing still, nichsi delo naide, which is exactly the way that we refer to real estate in modern Hebrew, nichsi delo naide, right? So nichsi delo naide, so just like ori mitzrot yudah delo naide, they don't move around from place to place, and therefore we call them real estate. Real estate is not a good enough word, because real estate may include, in fact, things that have all the other dinim of karka, but they still move about. If they move about, then they're not the equivalent of karka for this particular halacha. And therefore, maybe they're arguing about a technicality. Okay? So, Tosus learns that the entire discussion over here is only benogea, kinyanim, and dinim of kinyanim that are predicates of the Rabbana. And this pasuk of Ari Mitzvahs B'Yehuda, according to Rav Elazar here, is an ismach to be alma. Because in terms of things that are nogea, the halacha of real estate, where do we find those dinim in the Torah? Lagavi ona'a. Right? Like I'll be making a shvua. You don't make a shvua on real estate. You don't make a, you don't have a din of giving money back for karka if you overcharge and so on. Those are the dinim where everybody agrees avanim alai karkaot. And that is, that Tosus points out, you'll find all over the Gemara. Avanim kimikarkei dami, nobody ever argues on them. Doesn't it bother you that all of a sudden we're discussing a big issue? Or avanim kimikarkei dami. So in Achinami, those issues that are nogea, the real of real estate, those are things that are a question. Those things that have to do with, technically speaking, what halacha, how do they fit under in the Torah, the qualities of Einah, Shvua, and so on, that's a different issue, where the element of the real is really not relevant to us, because that's not the reason that the Torah told us, Ein Nishvayim, and so on. So over there, it doesn't trouble us at all. It should not trouble our precedent either. Here, in our Chinami, the Gemara is making a distinction between them. It's not. How do we know? Now, this is just a proof that Ari Mitzrot B'Yehuda are related to this idea. It's not. נכסים שאין להם אחריות, נקנים עם נכסים שיש להם אחריות, בכסף, בשטר ובחזקה, מינני, מילי, how do we know that halacha, that you can use the kinyan that you use on the karka for the metaltalin, despite the fact that you can never normally buy metaltalin with a chazaka, you have to pick them up. You can't buy them with a shtar. Amar chizkid, yomar krav, vayitain lehem aviyem matanot rabot, and so on, including migdanot, it says over there, im arei mitzurot biyuda. So there you go. So as he's giving over to Yehoram, he gives over the malchus, to the other brothers, he gives over gifts. And therefore, we see that it comes im together. The other approach, however, had actually all of the brachot agreeing with Reb Nachman. Now, what Rav Ika Breda Ravidi said was that, no, actually, kuli ha-ma'avdiki metatele domi. We could say that all of the brachot are agreed with Rav Nachman's original source, that avodim are like metatele. So if it says that you're not going to metatele with avodim, that's what we expect. How do you explain the fact that you can be kone metatele with avodim? Adetanya kone, it's talking about ba'odana love. It's talking about that he's wearing the clothes, right? Let's say you're saying, I want to give you over this guy's computer and his clothing. No, so he's carrying the computer and the clothing. Therefore, if it's on him, he has a din of a chatzar. We already saw it back in Gittin, that an eved has a din of a chatzar. Of course, there were problems in Gittin that we're going to have to ask now. And that is, walking chatzeros don't look much like chatzeros. And who's to say that they have the din of kinyan? So over there, Bodan Alav, yes, the Gemara v'chiyodan Alav, my havi chatzar ba'alechati. It's a walking chatzar. And a walking chatzar ba'alechat lo kana. V'chitem, and maybe you'll try to tell me, well, that doesn't mean that it's walking. The Eved is standing still. And therefore, he's kona as a chatzar. But remember, we had back in Gittin, Omar Rava, kol she'ilu ma'alech lo kana. If you're not going to be kona while you're walking, then even if you're omed v'yoshev, you're also not kana. And the truth is, as we came out in Gittin, Hilchata Bikap food. It's talking about over here that the Eved was tied up and cannot walk. Now there in Gittin we said that's not enough because it's not Mishtameret L'Da'at the owner. It's Mishtameret L'Da'ato since he's alive and conscious. And therefore we have to say he's not only tied up, he's asleep or knocked out. Okay. So over there, Yachirami, he's basically a organic chatzer. Costs a little bit extra, but well worth the extra money. The other chatzeres, you notice, are all made out of silicon. Anyway, Hilchata Bekafut, Vatanya, Hirzik Bekarka, Kana Avadim. How do you explain then? Now you're saying the Avadim are actually, you're saying that it's not a stira, but the two prices that there's two stiras. Here it says if you're Kona the Karka, I mean, obviously it depends how we understand it. If it says that if you're Kona the Karka, you're Kona Avadim, so then that would have to be one Bryce is talking about where Bomdim Betocha, where the Avadim are in the Karka. I understand. That's irrelevant, no? I mean, Mikla Dahai the Lokana. Gishain Omdim Betocha. So what are you saying? That you're not Kona because the Avadim are not in that. Who cares? I mean, Enikalach, Lishta, the Amravika, Breda Vidi, Breda Vami, that Avde are Metatuli. So therefore, I could say, I Omdim Betocha in, I Lo Omdim Betocha Lo. But I understand what you're saying. If avodim are like karkaot, so then if you're kona one piece of karka, and you've got another piece of karka to be kona, you don't have to kona each piece of karka separately. It's all part of the same transaction. So if you're kona one of them, what's the difference? Lomeli omdim betolcha. Ha'amar Shmuel mochar lo eser sadot be'eser medinot. Didn't Shmuel say, if somebody sells you 10 different fields that are located in 4 different continents, you don't have to fly all over the world to buy those fields. If you're kona one of the fields with a chazaka, then you're kona all of them. Kona kulam. Hey, don't try to put one over on me. Because you're saying it doesn't make sense at all if avodim are like karkaot. Why aren't I kona? It only makes sense if you're avodim are metatlin. It does not make sense if avodim are metatlin. I don't know how I let that slip by. You told me if I hold Avodim are like Metatalim, so then it makes sense that the Avodim have to be inside the Karka. That's not true. If Avodim are like Metatalim, then there should be Niknim Agav the Karka. And the din of Agav the Karka is that the Metatalim are yours kind of wherever they are. They don't have to be on the field. Remember, that was the whole question we had. Be'ina Tzvurim Latocha or not? Do we need that the Metatalim should actually be on the field? Do we give a no? For the Karka to be kind of with Chatzar, fine. But then you already owned it. There it needs to be in the Chatzar. But we are now actually creating the kenyan. And you want to simultaneously be koneh metaltelim somewhere else? That's fine. So therefore, I don't care how you learn the din, the bright makes no sense. If avonim are like metaltelim, they should be nikkim even if they're not swearing metaltelim. If avonim are like karka, they should be nicked in one piece of carcass, going to all piece of carcass. So don't tell me it makes more sense if we all just like metaltelim. It does not. So any shot, you're going to have to explain to me, okay? So don't try to use this as an indication of which approach of Ravika Brei Ravidi is good, all right? So now, which one is it? And I'll explain to you, okay? So let's just see this inside. You're trying to fool me into believing that la'achlish adama avtik metatli dami, that it makes sense that it's I make metatli. Why? Why do I need the Evid to be in the field? Did we not just have back in Kedushin that Karka can be Koneh Metaltelim even though they're not Tzvuri in the Tocha? So now how do you explain the fact that the Avodim have to be in the Karka? So now let's use our little noodle. So what are you going to tell me the difference is? You're going to tell me that obviously there's a difference between the Metaltelim that move about, not only under their own power, but according to their own plan, and metatolim that don't move about. I mean, that's what you're going to have to say. But that's true about karka, too. The reason that if I buy one field, I've koneh another field in Australia, is because all part of the same planet. No, really. It's just a sadna d'arachadu. Basically, everything is connected. Because ultimately they're going to meet at the center of the earth. So what if I'm going to this, what's the difference where the other field is located? You're certainly not going to say that an Eved is connected to the earth. It moves about. And therefore, by being going to one, I'm not going to the other. There's no principle that says that if you're going to one field, you're going to another field. That's not the idea. It's not an equivalence to the idea of agav. It's because by acting on one piece of earth, I'm acting on all pieces of earth. That's all. Which certainly does not apply to an Eved. So why don't switch way? You're bringing things that are completely irrelevant. There's such a thing as the physical and logistical reality that is going to change, obviously, the din in certain cases, the same way that you're ready to say, and you have no choice in it. I mean, if you're telling me that you don't need Tzvurim B'tocha, so how in the world are you going to explain the fact that in this case, if you hold Avodim like Metaltelim, you do need Tzvurim B'tocha? Okay, because clearly the din of being Koneh Metaltelim Agav Karka, again, has to be similar to the model in which we know where the metaltelim are, and we say, I'm selling you this field. Together with this field, the refrigerator that is located on such and such an address on Rehov Yafo is also yours. But if the refrigerator is like we used to do as kids running down the street, which isn't really true, because as Tosis points out, a refrigerator running down the street is Niknes Agav Karka. Ma'am, is your refrigerator running? I think so. Well, I just saw it running down the street. All right, this was the big thrill. So Tosis points out that unless the thing is under its own control, meaning its own choice, so if you're sure, I think it's going to be metatlon denied it. Point over here is that if the metatlon can get away from you, hide, they're not similar bichlal to the metatlon that we're talking about in the model. Okay, so the same thing is true of karka. So just like you're saying, elamayit lach lemeimer, what are you going to have to tell me? You're going to have to tell me that basically, shiny metatele de naidi, mi metatele de lo naidi. That's what you're going to have to say. So if that's the case, okidami, shiny mekarke de naidi, mi mekarke de lo naidi. Okay, and eved is mekarke de naidehu. So as far as Shmuel's halacha is concerned, I do not have any contact with my eved in Argentina, or for that matter, 1 foot away from this field that I'm being koneh. Rashi came when I'm koneh Shmuel's case with a piece in Australia and a piece here over there. Hatam satna the arachadu. The center of the earth is basically one center. There's no way that all things are not attached to each other if they're part of the same planet. And if therefore, if I'm being Isaac in one of them, I'm being Isaac in all of them. Why do I have to childishly travel over the surface in order to get to my piece of land in Australia? Fine. Very clear thinking. Now look, I mean, the truth is that there's a couple of loose ends over here because the whole transition was very awkward. We started saying, well, Hirzik Bekarka, Kona Avodim, we said Ba'omdim Letocha, which means that we understood right away that when it says Lokona, it's talking about Einomdim Letocha. But nonetheless, with Metaltelim, which has to be the same case, it would have been Kona. So in other words, we knew all along that we don't need for the Metaltelim to be actually inside of the field. It's not that we needed to bring your proof from somewhere else. So Tosfos says, Enochinami. I mean, we really could have pointed out right away at that point that it's clear from our own sugya that we took for granted that you don't have to be betocha. I mean, the other thing that's very awkward is if we were saying that avodim are like karka, and then we were making the afkamina between omdim letocha. I mean, what in the world would we have thought that omdim betocha was going to help? How exactly is a field inside of another field? I mean, it's what we seem to be saying over there, the way Tosfos understands it, is like this. It can't be that we're going to be counted as a chotzer, because, I mean, it's not mishtamer ledato. I mean, he moves around, he does whatever he whatever he wants. It can't be a kinyan agav, because karka isn't koni agav. Karka can't be koni agav karka, so it can't be that either. And even if it were the very next piece of karka, I mean, there wouldn't be a din of being koni agav. So therefore, it's got to be that we must have thought that if it's actually, the eva is actually in it, so then it's the equivalent of being connected to it as one long field, so to speak. And therefore, we're saying, if that's the case, then you don't really need for it to be connected by being inside the field, because it's connected by being part of the same planet, as Shmuel said. So at least Tosfos gives us a possible mode of having a smooth transition here in the sugya, but it's definitely choppy. The solid piece is the thing that stays in one place, as opposed to that doesn't really mean it looks like it. Okay. The next thing that bothers us about the language of the Mishnah, remember this Mishnah uses very strange language in every last element, and we've been able to figure out what the point of that language was. Thank heavens, so far we've done good. We're 100%. Now the next thing that's weird is this business about Me'ilah. I mean, what does Me'ilah have to do with anything? Nechasim, she'yesh, she'ein ben Me'ilah. I mean, just say, Nechasim she'ahedyot, not Nechasim she'ahedyot. What's this Me'ilah business? I mean, if you're bringing in Me'ilah, we're assuming that it's not for poetic reasons, but that in fact there may be Hegdish that there's no Me'ilah for, and then you would have to pay, even though it's Hegdish. Aha! Now that's saying something very meaningful, because what that says is that, let's say you have Kachib Kalim before Shechita. So there's Kachib Kalim before Shechita, there's no Me'ilah. The first time that there's Me'ilah on Kachib Kalim is after you do now the Shechita, the Zrikas Adam. And now it's Roy for the Mizbeach, it's Roy for the Achim. The Achimas Adam. At that point, you become Chayev in Me'ilah. So, says the Gemara, you see, the chasib she'in mehem mi'ilah, mi'ilah hu delet bu, ha'migdash kachet. Now you're telling me that it's only because these the chasib have no mi'ilah. As far as technically speaking, they could be kodesh. So in other words, you could have an animal, and you dedicated this animal to be your carbon shlomi, which is kachim kali. So mantana, who then would be the author of this Mishnah? Omer of Yochanan, well, it would have to be talking about Kachim Kalim, where there's no Me'ilah, and it would be going a leader of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that Kachim Kalim belong not only to Hegdish, but they also belong to the owner. The Omer Mamon Ba'alimu. And what is that Nogea? It's Nogea, the famous case of Kichesh Ba'amita. Somebody now lies with a Shvua, denies ever having received a particular item from somebody, or having taken it, whatever the case may be. Something that would be mechayev him to pay for it. And he swears that it was never given to him, he never had. So the din over there is, we have all of these special halachas. Actually, that's the whole makor of vidui in the Torah, is that halacha of kichesh. Now, what it says over there is, umal mal b'ashem. So the kichesh ba'amito, it's a contradiction. And the one that you're saying, he was mal amal b'Hashem. So he now went out against the Lord, and what did he do? He denied his friend's claim. So why is that me'ilah against the Lord? Not to be confused with the me'ilah that we've been talking a moment ago, which means the chiyuv of karban me'ilah and tashlumi, the hegdash. Over here it means an act of treachery against the Lord. All right. So the way we read that, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is Ba'ashem v'kichesh, and ba'amito v'kichesh. Ba'ashem v'kichesh.
In other words, it's referring to something which could be partially Hegdesh, but it's also partially your friends. Now, what would that be? Kachim Kalim. Therefore, says Rav Yossi Aglili, Momon Bailimu, Detani Ma'abah Ba'ashem, L'Rabbis Kachim Kalim, Shein Mamono, Divir Rav Yossi Aglili, and therefore you would be Chayev, in fact, the dinim of Kichesh Ba'amito, which is, makes you Chayev a Karvan, and it also makes you Chayev the additional Chomesh that you have to pay and so on. Vatna. That's the Gemara. It says on the Kaddish Bechelko, Bein Bekachim Kachim, Bein Bekachim Kalim, Ein on the Kudeshet. There the Mishnah seems to say very clearly, you cannot use your chelek of Kachim Kalim to be Makadish and Isha. Now, does that mean it's the local of Yossi Aglili? Because I thought you said according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it belongs to you. No. I feel the same Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili only said that Mechaim, when the animal is alive, he never said, after Shechita, and now you're a Kohen. It's kind of, because of Ashoka, the Shlomi. When you're the Balaam, you have some of the Bas of the Shlomi. You want to use your piece to go and be Makadish a woman. Over there, Rabbi Yossi Aglili also agrees. Because Le'acha Shechita, I feel Rabbi Yossi Aglili modeh. Dechikazachu, Mishulchan Gavua Kazachu. If you got a piece of the action over here, it's because the Lord is sharing his table with you. And therefore, it's coming from the Lord, it's not coming from you, and it's not your money to go into use to be Makadish and Isha, it's yours to be allowed to eat. So you're saying now, but Mechaim, that if it was alive, so then it would be yours? Is that true? Mechaim Yomar. Vatzdan, Bechor Mochrimo Totam Chai. You could sell a Bechor that is not a Balmun. You could sell it when it's alive. You can't sell it if it's Shachut, because then it's completely worthless. Bisman Hazeh, it's just usher to eat, usher to have any anofra. Yeah, if it's a Tam. If it's a Balmun, you can sell it either Chai v'Shachut, because over there it's kosher to eat if it's a Balmun. Umekachin bo etaisha. Not only that, but this Kohen can use it to be Makadish a woman with. The Omer of Nachud, Omer Rabba Baravua. When do we say that Lo Shanra la Bechor b'zman hazeh? That's Davka, where a Bechor Chai is considered to be a Momon of Baalim, even though it's Tam. That's because it's Lo Chazi l'Akravah. It's not meant to be brought to the Mizbeach. So basically what he's selling is the rights to eat the Bechor when it will get a mum sometime in the future, right? Because it's not right to bring to the Mizbeach. But over there, if it would be Bizman Azeh, Bizman Shabbat HaMikdash Kaya, where over there it's Chazi l'Akravah. So then lo, so there, Bechor Bizman Azeh, give it a lo, Chazi l'Akravah, eat the Lekonim, Zechiyah, the Gavaya, the Lekonim have rights to it. Because they're going to be eating it as a Balmum, so they can sell that right. Mashenkin, if it's Ovid to be brought to the Beit HaMikdash, then they have no rights at all. So Rava asked Reb Nachman, this is all part of the question, it's a little bit of an involved question. So Rava asked Reb Nachman about that. The Eitve Rava Reb Nachman, I thought it says, Umal Amal Ba'ashem L'Rabot Kachim Kalim She'en Momono, Divir Reb Yossi Aglili. So now, according to Reb Yossi Aglili, we're saying that the Bechor ought to belong to him, and that's even Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam. And the answer was, Bishani Ravina, well, we're talking about a Bechor in Chutz La'aretz is what we're talking about. And where it says it's a Mum in Balim, it is talking about Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam, but the Bechor is now in Chutz La'aretz, and it's going on Leib Rabbi Shimon. The Omar Imbo Tumimim Yikarevu, that if you went ahead and you bring this Bechor from Chutz La'aretz, we will bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, which means only imbo, note it says. Imbo, if the guy insisted on bringing it, okay, fine. That's, but l'chatchila, you are not mechuyev to bring it, correct? So therefore, you still have a schus in it. Now, I don't understand what the question was. Im ita, if it's true that what you were saying, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is the chiyom Rabbi Yossi Aglili mamonohu mechayim. Now, where Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, it's mamon balam, it's talking about where it was alive. So I don't understand. What are you asking from Rabbi Yossi Aglili? I mean, why doesn't he simply say, Lishnei ha Rabbi Yossi Aglili, ha Rabbanan? What is Ravina looking all over the place to answer Rabbi's question on Rabbi Nachman? To say that in Kachim Kalim should belong, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi, it's talking about Shein Mamono. All you need to say, instead of going around in circles to tell me it's talking about a Bechor Chutzlar, it's going to leave it to Rabbi Shimon, simply say, that Reb Nachman was going Aliba the Rabbanan, and this is going Aliba the Reb Yossi. Why you? What was the kasha? Reb Nachman was saying, Bechor Bizman Hazeh, Kibadol, Chazi Lakrova, he obviously doesn't hold that Kotship Kali are in the Rishus of the Bailin. Mashayin Kain, I'll leave it to Reb Yosef Glili, Yed Akirami. It is Rishus of the Bailin. Why do we need to say it's talking about a Bechor Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam? I'll leave it to Reb Shimon that it's not Reb Lakrova. You could simply say what we just said. Two different shitas. Oh, he says, Gemara, boy, you mixed up. What are you comparing now the case of a Bechor to the case of the Shlomit that we were talking about before? A Bechor is matnot kuna. Bechor doesn't have a bailin. How did a Kohen get it originally? Because it was his? Because it was given to him. Matnot kuna, kama, chad matnot kuna. Tchi kazachu mishulcha gavoha kazachu. The Bechor is one of the 24 matanot that are listed in Parshas Pinchas. And the din of all of those things are that they come even while they're alive, mishulcha gavoha. How can you compare that to a cat? I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying a guy owns an animal. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, if you own an animal, and now you gave that animal to be a korban shlamim, you continue to own that animal, and up until the point that it checked it and now belongs to the Lord, it's yours. So therefore, you come up with the absurd connotation that somebody who had to give a Kohen a Bechor because he has the rights to Bechor because it was one of the gifts that the Lord gave the Kohen. Also, it's his animal. What does one have to do with the other Bechor? So obviously everybody understood. Rabbi Yosef really wasn't talking about the din of matnot kehuna. So therefore we needed to find another explanation. That's the point. So the other explanation was, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. It's talking about, albeit it's matnot kehuna, but it's not omeid lakrava. So what's it omeid for? Only ultimately for him to be able to eat it as a balmum. Okay, but that's value, because anybody's allowed to eat it with a mum. So because of that, he has rights in it that translates into value. That's all that we're saying. But from the fact that something that's Kachim Kalim, Rabbi Yosef really holds as yours, that's going to be enough of a solution. Not if it's Matnot Kehuna. And therefore, we don't really have a problem with the way we understood now our Mishnah. So again, our Mishnah is saying that indeed, it is possible to be Chayiv as Re'eil for something which is Hegdash. How could that be? It's Hegdash only as a carbon that I promised to the Mizbeach for Kachim Kalim. And at that point, there's no din of Me'ilah, which already indicates that something's different about this. If it really belonged to Agdash, why wouldn't there be a din of Me'ilah? So therefore, says Rabbi Yossi Aglili, indeed, it's considered to be yours as well, until such time as it actually is put on, ready for the Mizbeach and given partially for you. And that's the Kiddush of the Mishnah, which is why we were very careful in our choice of words. I don't want to say that only Nechasim She'enan Shel Hegdash, because that's not true. Even Nechasim that are Hegdash, I need to say Nechasim She'en Ben Mi'ilah. Although ironically, of course, the Bekar for that is that it's considered to be Mi'ilah Vashem V'kichesh Pramito. Again, very interesting coincidence. Mi'ilah meant in different ways. All right, gentlemen, time for our wonderful V'yom Marula Amar Rebbe Elazar. Hilchata Govim Bina Avadim. Amar Le'er Nachman Ula. What? Did Rebbe Elazar mean to say Afilu Mi'atme? Oh, no. Oh, no, certainly not. Mine? I feel a big gleam without katfe. How come I skin a chest of apotheke, get a rava, the omarava, a sav, no apotheke, machro, balchov, gove, menu. But, shoro apotheke, machro, ain balchov, gove, menu. What's the difference? Ha eat like kalaba, let like kalaba. Anyway, after Nachman walks out of the room, the butt of the nafak, omlaula, well, actually, hachiomer, belezer, I feel me at me. Omer Nachman, darn, nishtamtinula. Anyway, Avi Uvda ben Arda, Vagbe Dayani den Arda, and Avi Uvda ben Pumbedita, Vagbe Reb Charavar Bizna, Omalu Reb Nachman, well, Zilu Ador, Vilo Magvinu Kulapod Nachu, Omele Ravel Reb Nachman, whoa, Aula, Reb Lazar, Dayani den Arda, Reb Charavar Bizna, Mimar Kaman Svirle, Omele, just a little Mishnah here and there, Anamat Nite Yadana, the Tani Avimi, Prusbo Chal Ala Kaka, ve'eno chal al avadim. Metatalim niknim im rakaka, ve'ena niknim im avadim. Well, I mean, so maybe it's a machlokes tanoi. Leimek et tanoi. Machal lo avadim ve'karkaot, yechzik ba'avadim lo kana karkaot. Be'karkaot lo kana avadim. To be explained. Karkaot u'metatalim yechzik be'karka kana metatalim. Be'metatalim lo kana karka. avadim u'metatelim yechzik b'avadim lo kana metatelim b'metatelim lo kana avadim. I does it not say v'atanya yechzik b'avadim kana metatelim? So my love v'akam ifrei marzav avadim kimekakoy dami, and therefore they're kana metatelim with a kinyan agav u'marzav avadim kimetatelim dami. Omer avika b'reider v'ami, it may well be the kuliyame of the avonim are kimekakoy dami v'hadetanya kana. Fine. Okay, and Adetanya Lokana is because of a technicality. The Bina Karka Dumidori Mitsuro Biuda, the Lo Naide, it's not the whole Mekor. I'm the Chasim Shein the Machrayut, Niknimim the Chasim Sheish the Machrayut, Bekesev, Bishtar of the Chazaka is Minani Mile, or Machiski, the Abakravitin, the Maviem, Matanot, Rabot, La Kesev, La Zaval, Migdanot, Im Are Mitsuro Biuda. So Hadatanya lo kana, fine. Hadatanya kana, that's talking about Odana love, and the Eved is a chatzer. So me Odana love, how did he become a chatzer? He's a chatzer ma'alecheti. V'chatzer ma'alechet lo kana. V'chitema, well, he's standing still. It's irrelevant. Amar Rav Koshi l'ma'alech lo kana. Or maybe Hashem also lo kana. Well, but the case could be Yochata bekafut. V'atanya, chzik b'karka kana avadim? Well, for there it's talking about b'omdim b'tocha. So, mechlal d'ay lo kana is k'she'in omdim b'tocha. What's the difference? Ein yechalach lishna. The omer avika b'reider avami avdi k'metat l'edami. So, ainu d'i omdim b'tocha, ini lo lo. We'll let that slide for a moment, even though it's not really making any sense. Elohach lishna, the omer avdi k'mekarka edami. Loma li omdim b'tocha. Omer shmul machar lo eser sadot b'eser medinot. Kivan shechzik ba'achat v'hem, kana kulam, and the time they clack lish dama, avdik metatlin dami, lomali omeid betoncha, for heaven's sakes. Okaimelon dolobi inat zvurim. And so why is it ikonet stam agav, ela maid lach lameima, that there's a difference between metatle de naide and metatle de no naide. You have no choice to say that. So if that's the case, even if you hold avarim mekarkoi, it's the same thing. So after mekarkoi, there's a difference between sheni mekarkoi de naide, mi mekarkoi de lo naide. After zoni mekarkoi de naide, mashenken shmuel zalocha, being able to purchase one field and through it being going to five different fields in different countries. That's because sandan the ara chadu. Nechosim she'in be mi'ila. So you're saying mi'ila udaletbo, amigash kachay. So Mantana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, actually it would be talking about Kachim Kalim in our Mishnah, and they would be included, and they are considered to be Reyehu, Alib the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Omer Maman Balamu, the Tanya Umal Amal Vashem, the Rabot Kachim Kalim, that it's still considered to be Vekichesh Ba'amito, Shem Amono, the Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Iva Tanah, Bekadosh Bekalko, Ben Bekachim Kachim, Ben Bekachim Kalim, Enim Kudeshet, is that the Lok Rabbi Yossi Aglili? No, that's a few times Rabbi Yosef Glili. But Rabbi Yosef Glili was talking about Mechayim. Le'ach HaShkita, even Rabbi Yosef Glili is made up. Dechi Kazachim, Mishulchan Gavoha Kazachim. Yeah, and Mechayim, he would have said it. V'atznan b'chor mochrinot otam chai b'amum chai v'shachut. U'mekachin bo et ha'isha. V'yom Reb Nachman, Omer Barba Baravua. Well, now not so fast. It's lo shalom. Ela b'chor b'zman hazeh. Because kim lo chazil ha'krova. So therefore, it's Eimed Lachila. And Ite Lekonim Zechia Begavai. Avazvan Shabbat Amidash Kayam, the Chazalak Rava, it doesn't have any value at all to the coin. So Rava asks from Nachman, and what about Mala Malba Hashem? The Rabbis Kachim Kalim Shem Amona Diva Rabbi Yosei Aglili, to which Ravina responds completely out of left field, that it's talking about Bezban Hazeh, but it's a Bechor Bechutzlar, it's going on leave it to Rabbi Shimon. The Omar imbot mimim yikarevu, which means only if they came, but lechatchila lo. Now, if it's true, if he mita the Omar Rabbi Yosi aglili mamono mechayim, so then what Ravina needed to say is, well, Rabbi Yosi aglili indeed would have said it's his mama, and this is going on libet rabbanan, right? So what's the problem? Senses the Gemara, what matnot kunaka, but what does that have to do with Rabbi Yosi aglili? Shani matnot kunadachi kazachu, even Rabbi Yosi aglili is moda. Mishulchan gavoha kazachu.